Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Maureen, go ahead. You're on Drew Garabo Live. Everybody seems to be mentioning
that. Quarterback.
Hey, Drew. Hi, everyone. Love you guys so much.
Thank you, Maureen.
I have two comments. The first one was about the chef and talking about the sugar and the Coke. I really wanted to talk about Trump. But I was in the grocery store recently looking at baby food, and here's a tiny little jar of carrots and peas. There's actually 22 grams of sugar in those, and there's 25 grams of sugar in a Coke.
It's the good sugar.
Yeah, that's the good kind of sugar in baby food. I eat it.
Is that the good kind of sugar, though?
Mm-hmm, it's real good.
Yeah. Do you have babies, or are you just looking at baby food?
No, I don't. No, I just happen to be looking at I've got a grandchild on the way.
Okay.
I just happen to be looking at it and couldn't believe the amount of sugar, but I'm glad
Shocking.
It's the good sugar.
Makes
good
the bones strong.
My comment about Trump was men do the locker talk, just as he stated in his debate.
Tell me more about what we men do, because silly me, I've been a man my whole life, and I've never talked about going up and grabbing women in their vaginas.
Well, maybe you haven't, but there are a lot of men that do. I've been married.
There actually aren't.
If there was any man that would do this, other than Mr. President, it's Drew Garabo, and he's never done that.
I've been around locker rooms and men my entire life, recreationally and just for fun.
Sure.
I've never heard a friend of mine say, you know, the great part is you can just go up to a woman and grab her in her vagina. Do we engage in some talk that could be labeled as misogynistic? Of course we do, but...
You do.
Sure.
But never grabbing them in the vagina.
That was pushing it, and you are talking about a man that could... if he wanted to have almost any woman that he wanted anyway.
I don't know about that.
I think so. No. If he was willing to offer up enough money, say...
What's your price?
How much would he have to pay you to bang him?
I'm worth at least $1 million. Worth at least $1 million because, number one, I'm still very good looking for my age. And
for your age.
For 30 years.
But I mean, your age is
49.
Okay, so you
49.
No offense.
I'm not a young kid.
Sure, but no offense. No 49-year-old woman is getting $1 million for sex.
Oh, I definitely am. I definitely am.
Okay.
You can't stay married that long and not make your husband very happy.
Well, your husband, sure, but he doesn't have to pay for the sex. I mean, I hope not. I mean, he probably pays for it every day.
No, of course. Not well.
Listening to this conversation.
No, of course he doesn't. But
right.
He.
Yes.
I go above and beyond to make him happy.
Fifth base
makes us happy. That a lot of women don't do. I'm more open minded.
Like what? Like what you do?
Oh, friends.
Friends
are coming into the bedroom.
Friends. See, you allow the other women in the bedroom.
I would, yes. We've talked about that, actually. Talked about maybe having a threesome, and I've never done that before, but I told him I was open to that.
Well, why didn't he take advantage of it? Is he already having them with his mistress? I'm having some fun with you.
No. I keep him normally too busy that he doesn't have time for a mistress, but we've just never found anybody that would fit or might go with us and...
Maureen.
That we would want to have a moment with maybe not want to see her again.
Maureen, let us talk. Let's see, Maureen, can we talk?
No.
Maureen, are you
Absolutely.
Looking for another man or are you looking for a woman?
Definitely, I would think looking for another woman, but I would do another guy. I would allow that too. We discussed it.
You should invite her out to Brandon sometime, Drew.
Yeah, you want to go to the sex club?
We actually talked about going and taking
a lot of talk. Yeah. You do a lot of talking.
She's all talk.
You do a lot of talking in your relationship.
No, definitely not talking. I wouldn't mind going. I would absolutely go.
Okay.
Right, would you rather?
With my husband, of course.
Of course. Seth?
Would you be okay if Drew Garabo was the other man in the equation?
I'd have to take a good look at him. And if my husband gave the thumbs up or... thumbs down.
He's got $1 million.
So wait, hold on. Your husband's going to give the thumbs up to this? I hope I look hot to him.
No. My husband definitely would not be interested in that. But I don't think that he would mind watching watching another guy take care of me. He would not want to be involved in that department. But if there was another woman, of course, that would be a different story.
Let's circle back, because I'm getting a lot of people on Twitter asking you to confirm. Are you saying that all women are prostitutes and that all women have their price when it comes to sex?
No, well, I think to a degree, most women would give it up if they were in a bad situation. I'm not saying for money. A lot of women give it up to their husbands or boyfriends when they don't want to have sex to keep them happy so that they don't go wandering.
It's true.
That women do give it up. They give it up to make their man happy. And if that's prostituting yourself out, even though you're not getting anything for it, but you're doing it to keep your partner happy.
Oh yeah, well, sure. There's a big difference between having sex when you're not really all that much in the mood and accepting $1 million for sex from a man that you're repulsed by.
Well, I think for $1 million and very safe sex, I could go there.
Okay.
Which is saying a lot for me, because I have had very few sexual partners, and again, been with my husband for actually 31 years. We met when we were 17, so we were young.
Tell us about that story.
No, don't. thank you, though. Listen, no stories.
I'm just saying that Trump probably threw it out there to make him the bigger man.
Right.
Like, say you were bragging, you did this, you did that, and then...
Hey, guys, I did this, I did that. And then sometimes I just go up and I grab him right in the vagina. I don't do that.
Right. I know we have to go. We have to take a break.
Yeah.
But can you tell when your girlfriend is not into it and she's doing it just to make you happy?
Giving it up.
No.
Oh.
Well, we don't get to do it all that often.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, she can't. Well, maybe, I don't know. And they're not into it all the time.
I know when she's into it.
But you can tell when she's not into it.
I there has not been one time when I've thought she hasn't been into it.
Sometimes they're doing it just for you.
Yeah, most of the time.
There has not been one time.
That's not true.
When I've been with her that I thought she's not enjoyed it.
Well, it's not that she doesn't enjoy it.
Maybe not be in the mood.
Yeah, maybe at first she goes, oh, man, I got to do this because, Garabo, he's a big pervert.
We're synced up. We don't get to do it all that often. So when we get a chance to do it, it's like, let's do it.
I don't think
in other relationships, but, though, you're absolutely right. There have been I do know the stare of discontent.
Yeah.
But because she loves you, she's never going to be 100% honest with you that, hey, maybe I wasn't totally feeling it tonight.
Well, she would.
But I did it anyway.
Right, she would tell me.
Looking back on my history with Phoebe, I'm pretty sure 90% of the time she hasn't wanted to.
Joe, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
No, I mean, I didn't mean.
Hey, Drew, how are you?
You say 90% of the times you force yourself.
No, I did. There's no forcing. No.
Nine times out of ten.
We got a break, man.
Nine times out of ten.
We got to go.
Taking your wife against her will.
Yeah, we have to break.
Interesting. Dolores, what's happening?
Hi, Seth. How are you?
Oh, Seth, it's your favorite Dolores. How you doing, Doe?
I'm doing not too badly. I just made the best martini I've had in 10 years.
Best martini? Well, what was so great about this martini? Extra amount of vermouth?
No, I put an olive in there that was stuffed with a piece of garlic, and the garlic I took out and stuffed the olive in there. It is out of this world.
That sounds fantastic.
Oh, man, what's the aftertaste like?
I don't know, baby. I haven't gotten there yet.
Yeah.
Okay. Now we're talking. All right. So what would you rather have, weed or booze before sex?
Booze.
All right. You get Let's Loose the Inhibitions a little bit, right?
Just a little. Right. I don't need anything, baby.
All right.
You meeting anybody at the Elks Lodge?
Yeah, you need some.
You need a phone.
Nobody yet, sweetheart, but I am getting back into singing, so I intend to meet somebody.
Oh, singing, eh? What numbers are you working on? Some standards?
I am Pasco County's very own Patsy Cline.
Yeah. Oh, give us a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Break me out some Patsy, please.
Crazy.
Yep.
I'm crazy for feeling so lonely. I'm crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
More.
Give me a little Walking After Midnight.
I go on walking after midnight out in the moonlight, just like me.
Let's let Patsy do it.
Oh, Dolores.
I go out walking.
Classic.
After midnight.
Dolores is a spitfire, isn't she?
Does she come out to some events? Have I seen her before?
I don't think she's ever been to an event. Why?
Kush is popular with the older women.
Yeah, the old ladies love cool Kush.
Me? I don't. She thought Drew was me. She does not.
No. She said Seth.
No, she does not.
Yeah.
No.
She said Seth.
She did say Seth.
No, it was the martini. She doesn't even know who I am.
She knows you.
No.
She
was that olive.
She knows you. So the Razzies are out. These are the worst movies in 2017. Zoolander 2 has earned the most nominations.
I haven't seen Zoolander 1.
Neither.
It seems like a cult classic with at least people my age.
Same here. And I like Ben Stiller a lot, but I've never seen Zoolander 1. Therefore, I wouldn't see Zoolander number 2.
Zoolander, the original one, didn't it have Will Ferrell and Ben Stiller?
Oh, I don't know.
I think it did.
Huh. Zoolander number 2 has the dubious honor of earning the most nominations this time around, including 9, including Worst Picture, Worst Actor, and Worst Director for Ben Stiller, Worst Supporting Actress for Kristen Wiig, and Worst Supporting Actor for both Will Ferrell and Owen Wilson.
I believe him.
Coming in second is a movie that I did see most of on the home box office, Batman versus Superman, Dawn of Justice.
They just hate.
I didn't think it was that bad. Mm-mm. Until I got to the second hour of the movie, and then it got very, very slow. I don't think it's as bad as people want you to believe that it is, but
it went on too long. They should have cut some of the fat out of it.
Right. You edit that movie down a little bit, and it's a much better film, I believe. Dolores wants to ask if her singing was bad. No, Dolores, honey, your singing wasn't bad. It's just the phone connection kept cutting out.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, no problem. I love I Fall to Pieces. That's one of my favorite. I have a CD, by the way.
Would you sing a little bit of that for your honey, Seth?
Oh, geez.
Your boobie over there?
What do you want to hear? I Fall to Pieces?
Yeah. That's good.
What's that?
I fall to pieces. Hello? I lost my teeth, so 5 years that I haven't sung, but I'm getting back into it.
Lost your teeth?
I worked first place on a carnival cruise with a cowboy sweetheart with a yodel.
You lost your teeth?
So that's pardon?
You say you lost your teeth?
A teeth. I went down one off. So it's very difficult. I had to get back to singing differently.
Okay, we thought you said you lost your teeth.
I was worried.
That would affect your singing voice if you...
Still have all my teeth, baby.
Still got all the oxygen, so no gum jobs for anybody.
Nice to meet you, Drew.
What happened?
I saw you on Bone TV, you know?
Yeah.
And I love to kiss those pudgy little cheeks. I love them.
We heard that.
The ones I can see. The ones I can see.
Fat. She called you fat. Fat face.
God, the devil made me do it.
Fat face Garabo.
Or was it the martini?
How up? Ah, no!
You can't hit up on old lady.
Come on. Old ladies tell no tales.
Joining those two films in the worst picture category are Dirty Grandpa, Gods of Egypt, Hillary's America, The Secret History, blah, 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 blah.
I saw Dirty Grandpa. Was that Zac Efron and Robert De Niro?
Yeah, I think so.
It was great.
I thought it was kind of funny.
Was it?
I mean, you know, Zac Efron, he doesn't make a bad picture.
He doesn't?
No, I don't, you know.
I mean,
I hate it.
He doesn't?
I hate it.
Fat. Big cheek to grubble here.
Well, that really stuck with you. You know, when you throw an interception, you got to shake it off and you got to come back the next play.
Just keep on going.
How did I throw an interception?
I don't know. I think she deflected one of your passes.
She sacked the QB. And then when I was on the ground, she started kicking me.
What's wrong? You know, you look, maybe she saw you a long time ago. You even said today we were looking at old pictures. You said you've lost a bunch of weight in your face.
But I mean, maybe she looked today. Well, today we're not on.
No. So. Yeah.
No, we are. It's on.
Oh.
Don't believe that.
Okay, because I believe that.
That's just to throw you off there. You're on there.
So people can see us on...
Yeah,
they could see us. They're doing some upgrades.
Can you guys tweet Drew and tell me he has a hot face?
No, you don't have to worry about it. I felt like I had been losing some weight, but now I know that my face is fat, just like
always. No, it's good. It looks good.
It's cool.
You got a great face. John, tell me he's got a great face, man.
You don't have to tell me anything. It's not going to mean anything.
Do you find pudgy more offensive than fat? She said pudgy. Well, pudgy little cheeks. Just the cheeks, not the whole face.
Yeah, that could be construed as a compliment.
That's like saying cute.
To some, it could be. All I heard was pudgy cheeks.
No, you look great.
Whatever. So coming up next, we've got What's Good with Garabo, where there's nothing good in my world now. It's all darkness. But there is a story about a wrestler who got a very emotional win, and I'll give you the details next.
It's also a story about a wrestler.
That's what I just said.
No, you said the wrestler got an emotional win.
Yeah.
And then the wrestler that did something very good for a couple of kids.
Right. Good for him.
Oh, boy.
So we got that coming up for you next on Drew Garabo Live. But first, I'll tell you about my very good friend, Fran Hosch. Boy, that was really debilitating.
Was it?
Yeah.
Why?
Pudgy? I'd like to pinch your pudgy cheeks.
That's just what she says.
I know.
They're probably not even pudgy.
You told me they were pudgy.
She can't just say, hey, I want to pinch your cheeks. She
Why not?
You got to put a little adjective in front of them.
Pinch your irresistible cheeks?
Nah. Maybe she wasn't feeling that one.
Maybe pudgy just doesn't mean like what you think it means.
She didn't mean it like you heard it.
Oh, no, she meant it exactly like I heard it. Grab a hold of these fat cheeks of mine on my fat face and it's fine. It's fine.
Remember, you love big women, so why not have a big face?
I do love big women. I'm just trying to trim down the face.
What face to love them big women's with?
The face is the first place where I gain weight. It's a barometer of the rest of my physique.
I have the definition of pudgy.
Oh, yeah, give it to us, John.
Use your words carefully.
It is slightly fat. Of a person or part of their body.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Would you like some synonyms?
No, I would not. I would not. I would like no synonyms.
Stout, rotund, well padded, ample.
Well padded.
Very
good. Ample cheeks.
I like well padded.
So we got what's good with Garabo next.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.